I'd like to talk a little bit about the influence of writing in the Camera Club, if we could.
Well, the influence of writing and the writers that were affiliated or friends of Camera Club members was large. I mean, we were cross-pollinating for sure and being inspired and awed by their writings. I had classes for several years with Wendell Berry and then with Guy Davenport, both of whom were publishing books at the same time. What I didn't realize was I was falling into this community that included not just photographers and writers, but bookmakers. There was for a long time, fine presses that have existed in Lexington. Joe Graves, Graves Inn Press. Victor Hammer, of course, was brought here from, he came from Austria originally, and he was a master craftsman who designed, carved, and cast his own typefaces, and was a painter and printmaker as well. And he was teaching at Transy. There was Joe Graves, Graves Inn Press. There was Jonathan Green, started Noman Press, and he was a poet and writer as well. I later worked with him. He published my first two books. So there was also a community. The community also included painters and sculptors and musicians. John Jacob Niles was friends with Van Deren Kolk. And I met Van Kolk several times. He would come back to Lexington. He had, after he walked away from his family's hardware business, he, instead of running a hardware business the rest of his life, he went on, got a master's at Indiana in art and art history, and then on to Harvard and got a PhD, and became the head of George Eastman House in Rochester, New York. And then he was at the San Francisco Art Museum, curator of photography there. And then his last gig was teaching at the University of New Mexico, I believe. And he was a scholar. He wrote art history books, but he also made wonderful photographs. Provocative, strange photographs. So falling into this community was a wonderful thing because you could go to a reading and be inspired. You could see the work of a printmaker that was inspiring. You could see fine books that were made out of these words and pictures. And then there was the Camera Club. And wow, there was some... they had a very experimental bent.